Justin Witter, 10 years old. Went missing on a bike ride last night near Jupiter Park. Park ranger found the bike. Oh boy. I'll let you manage the situation as you see fit. You lead on this.
Telling parents of young children to keep them close at all times.
There's something up here!
You're gonna find him.
Mom?
Sorry.
911 got a call from someone claiming to have seen our kidnapper.
You don't get to act like nothing happened.
Sorry. I don't know what's happening.
You have any idea what's coming for you?
I'm sorry.
Society's 31 Days of Horror.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Back for another edition of E-Society's 31 Days of Horror. All right, I want to give shout out to James from the Ripe Potatoes. You guys heard him as well as Steve over on one of the episodes back, the tribal horror chat that we did. He had mentioned about this film, ICU, and I had never even heard of it. He goes, yeah, Helen Hunt's in it, and that sold me right there. So I'm like, all right, cool, I'll check this out. I never heard of it, but then talking to one of my friends, he goes, I kept telling you to watch it, and then I remembered. I went, but I just never got to it. But I'm not alone tonight, everyone. Of course, the main man, who's going to probably be here for most of this month. We got Brian. What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
All right. ICU. Let me see. Strange occurrences plague a small town detective and his family as he investigates the disappearance of a 12-year-old boy. That is Google. Let's go over to IMDb. If my internet is fast, and it is, well, it's faster than it was for those of you that were here last year, because it just sucked. I got a new internet provider, and it's way quicker than it was, because I notice when I download things, or even when I upload shows, it's way faster. I'm not sitting there for an hour. All right, ICU, IMDb, Strange Occurrences Plague a Small Town, it's the same thing. Directed by Adam Randall, written by Devon Gray, and this stars Academy Award winner Helen Hunt, a John Tenney, Owen Teague, I don't know. You guys might remember him from the movies, the first half. I don't even remember if he was in the second half. I don't remember.
But, I thought he was like the zombie version of him was.
Oh, that's right. I don't even, I seen the second half once, and I remember sitting in a theater like, I don't know. Maybe I need to rewatch it. But
no, you don't.
Judah Lewis, a Libe Bear, Gregory Allen Williams, Erica Alexander, and a bunch of other people. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll get to him later on. Erica Alexander, she was on, what was that one with Khadija and Tootie? Living Single?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I had not seen her in forever. Her, Helen Hunt, Gregory Allen Williams, I recognized him. He was in some other movies. Yeah, only four people. Well, there's another gentleman in this, so we'll talk about later that I recognize. But Brian, I see you. What'd you think of this one? Well, before we get into it, it's labeled as crime drama horror. Crime drama, yeah. Suspense, yeah. Horror.
I think it does fit because this kind of this movie misleads you.
Yeah.
In a good way.
So yeah.
I think labeling it horror is right because that's what I thought at the beginning.
Yeah, so did I.
And this is my first time watching it. I think Phil checked it out and his review and description of it wasn't really selling me. So I just never watched it. But man, should I have watched it 2 years ago, because I enjoyed this movie. This movie was good. I thought the movie was going this way, and then when we got there, it turned into this, and I'm like, okay, we're going this way, and then it turned into that, and I was like, whoa, this, now it all comes together, and I thought everybody was hella good in it. I think everybody played their roles good, because I was like, oh, this son, he's a little punk the way he's talking to his mom. But then when you find out what Helen Hunt did, I'm like, oh, I'm mad at you now. And just the whole frogging thing, it just, is that what they called it, frogging?
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard of that.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. And then when it went that angle, I was like, oh, okay, I see what's going on. But then when we get the reveal of the killer that they're looking for,
yeah,
I was just like, get the fuck out of here. I wasn't even thinking that way at all, but I thought this movie was great, and I just can't believe it took me this long to even get to it.
Yeah, again, shout out to James from the Ripe Potatoes. He was the one who goes, I haven't heard many people talking about this. So, you know what? All right, I'll give it a shot. And man, yeah, I'm with you, man. This was hella good. I was surprised. I wasn't expecting much. I didn't read into it. I just found it, clicked on it, and sat there. And, oh, I was on the edge of my seat through the whole thing. It is 2 years old, so do you want to get into spoilers, or should we just...
Yep.
All right. Okay, well, before we dive into it, Academy Award winner Helen Hunt, I love her and just about everything she has done. I don't know how old this woman is, but... Ooh, come on, Helen, what'd you do to your face? Because... it looked like she just had that stuff pumped into her forehead, because her forehead looked swollen. I was like, oh my God, what happened? But that was a little distracting in the beginning, because I couldn't. I was like, because I had just recently watched that one movie she won for, As Good As It Gets, with Jack Nicholson.
That's a good one.
I just recently watched that again. And I loved her in that. I mean, I loved her as far as back as, what was that one movie with Matthew Broderick and the monkeys?
Project X. Yeah,
not that one. I like that one too, but no, Project X with the monkeys. So I was like, okay, it's a family. They're going through some kind of trouble with Jackie Harper and her husband Greg Harper. That's Helen Hunt and John Tannenbaum. So, you know, something's happening, but we're not really sure. Some kind of marital thing, but then we find out that she has had an affair with one of her previous exes. Because their son Connor is just like, at first he don't really know what's happening. He's being like just a dick to her. Like he was like, oh, don't talk to me that way, and this. And she was saying that to him because he was like snapping at her.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand why he was mad at his mom, but even still, nah, man, one of these kids snapped at me, what? I mean, I don't care what I did. I didn't kill nobody. So I said, fuck that. And so, but at the very, very beginning of the film, we see a 10-year-old boy, and he gets abducted. He's out riding his bike in a park. And we kind of see that, but then that's about it. Because then we go to Helen Hunt and her issues. But her husband is a detective, and that's the case that he has to do. So the only evidence they kind of found was a green pocket knife.
Yeah, which his partner previously had put away somebody for murders that was leaving green pocket knives.
Yeah, so, and that was the kid that was he kind of like special, or because I remember he was in the garage doing something, and when the cops and all of them showed up,
the one that looked like he had like burns or something on his
face.
I think so.
I think that was the one that they put away, but it wasn't. Oops, spoiler alert. Well, everyone, there's going to be spoilers through this, so you should have seen it. but if you haven't seen this film, and again, we're going to spoil this, stop. We're right here. Go watch the movie if you have Amazon, and then come back and listen to this. So everyone, that's your warning, because this is a movie that I think everyone should watch. We're dealing with the detective, her husband's dealing with that. He's going home. You know, there's some kind of issues going on between Jackie and Greg. Because he wasn't sleeping. He was sleeping on the couch. Yeah. And the son's being an asshole to his mom. And then they kind of just go home. I mean, they're dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like silverware started missing, pictures were being removed from frames.
TV turning on by itself.
Yeah, and the record player coming on, and they're not really knowing what's happening. They're just kind of like, well, what is this? They don't really know, and they're kind of just playing it off. Well, at first, Helen Hunt's character, she thought it was her son, because she was kind of, was that you? Did you do this? He's like, no. So then they're not really sure what's going on in this house. And well, I don't know where they lived, man, but their house was nice. It was like right on the coast somewhere. And it looked like it was low tide, because there was like big cliffs, and they had that high ass dock. So I assume the water gets that high. So the detective, again, he is still dealing with this some missing boys. The one missing boy, the 10-year-old kid on the bike. They're looking for him. But then Helen or Jackie, she's at home, and she's noticing things here and there, and not really sure on what it is and what's going on in her house. But she gets a text from her boyfriend or her ex-boyfriend saying that he was there. And they're like, wait, what? So she kind of goes outside. Her husband had already left for work. She goes outside, and he's talking to her like, oh, come on, man. I just wanted to see you and this and that. And she's like, no, it's over. We can't do anything anymore. No. And he's like, no. He's all in love. And she's like, I can't. Something fell off the roof and hit him in the head. Was she standing right there when that happened?
Yeah, because he was basically trying to kiss her and grab on her, and I think it was her missing coffee mug that fell and hit him in the head.
Yeah, and it was a big mug, because it shattered on his head, and it cut his head open. And he was like, oh, it fell from the second story, so it was a huge cup, a big giant ceramic cup. So she was like, oh, man. And so she tried to she kind of looked up there to see what it was. And she wasn't really sure who it was. So she went back in the house and took him like into the basement and was trying to fix him up. And she was like, well, I can't do anything. I got to take my son to work. So he's like, well, all right. Well, she goes, Joel, just stay here and I'll be back. So she takes off. Oh, she kind of runs upstairs and asks her son, did you do that? Did you throw something? He's like, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Earlier in the film, her husband, Greg, he knew something happened with his wife, but he was looking out a window and he noticed something out there. It was that coffee mug.
Yeah.
He goes out there and look and he looks in it and it had like cigarette butts in it. And he just went back in the house and he was kind of talking on the phone with some guys at work and he got hella mad and threw the phone. And then Big went crashing through his window, his upstairs bedroom window. So he had to get that situated. But then all this happened with, before all the stuff with the coffee mug, when Helen Hunt was still trying to figure out what was going on in the house, she came home and she heard something and she went upstairs and it was a guy fixing the window.
Yeah.
And then that's when she was like, what happened? He goes, yeah, your husband called and we got it, had to come up and, fix this window. And then she goes, well, how'd you get in the house? He goes, your daughter let us in. And she was like, what? And he was like, yeah, no, she's real nice. She let us in or let him in, but they don't have a daughter. So she was like, well, what the fuck? So she didn't really was like, oh, okay, whatever. So the window was fixed. And then all that stuff happened with the dude getting hit in the bed. I'm jumping all over the place. Let me back up. Let me back up a little bit more. After the window was fixed, Jackie was still kind of not really knowing what was happening in her house. And then she was still kind of thinking it was her son. Cause she goes into his room. It was kind of late at night cause she heard his computer on and now he was playing games. And she walks in the room and she doesn't see him in there, notices his computer's on. Then she kind of looks under the bed and she sees this like frog mask. If you see the poster for ICU, that mask that's on there, she saw that. So she was looking at it, staring, and she was reaching for it. And then her son came walking and like, hey, what are you doing? So they're like, oh, okay. All right, nothing. And all right, it's late. You better go to bed. So then the next day is when that guy comes over. And his name was Todd. He's played by Sam Trammell. I remember him from True Blood. He was one of those shapeshifters. The guy that owned the bar. That's all I remember him from. So, yeah, that's when all that stuff was going on. The coffee mug falls and hits him in the head. And she still got to take her son to school. So she hides him in the basement and then they go. She takes him to school. So that guy is downstairs in the basement still. And he's like kind of looking around. I don't know what he was looking for, but he was like digging in the cabinets. And then you see someone come up behind him and hit him in the head. And then boom, he goes down. Jackie comes home. She comes running in. Hey, I'm sorry. It just took forever. And then she notices him laying there and he's dead. So she's like, ah, so she doesn't know. No, wait a minute. I'm fucking up. Cause she thought her son did it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he was still home. When that guy got killed in the basement, and that's when she thought he had done it. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, he didn't say, she didn't ask him. She was just like, oh fuck. She just assumed that her son killed him. So she's like, she didn't know what to do. Then she came back from after dropping off of school and she had called her husband like, come on, I need to tell you something. And then he comes over and that's when she tells him what happened. He goes, he came over and I was trying to tell him that it's over and he didn't want to leave. And I went to take Connor to school and this is how I found him. And so their husband Greg is like, all right, well, and she, because she did think, was, I think Connor did it, or she said Connor did it, because they were the only ones in the house. So she was like, oh, fuck, what are we going to do? So Greg's like, all right, man, you know what? Let's, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, because he says you know what's going to happen to him, and I can't protect him.
Yeah, because he was pretty much, he was still in high school, but he was probably 17, and they could still almost try you as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so they're still trying to figure out what to do, but they end up getting Todd's body and burying it somewhere out in the woods. But then all of a sudden, somebody starts sending Connor strange messages and telling him shit, and he's kind of like, well, who is this? And I can't remember what the message says, do you?
It says something like, do you know what frogging is? Or,
oh, yeah, that's what
something weird, because I was trying to read what it was saying, and then he had Googled what frogging was, and he was seeing all these videos of, like, people in somebody else's house, and I was like, okay, this is where this is going.
Yeah, so... Well, he's trying to figure out, well, who the hell's messaging me? And then this is when you see someone come up behind him, and it's got that frog mask, and then he goes down. When Greg and Jackie come back from burying Todd out in the woods, that's when he comes in, and then he just kind of cracks open a beer. Jackie's upstairs, and you hear her screaming. He goes running up there, and they find Todd in the bathtub, and he's all tied up and duct taped over his mouth, and she's like, well, what the fuck? And they don't know what's happening. And on the bathtub, on the soap, that little green pocket knife is there, so that the detective's looking at it like, oh shit, man, is this something to do with the case? So Jackie takes Connor to the hospital, and Greg's like, he's kind of like, all right, well, I'll just meet you guys there. So he's starting to search the house, and then he's attacked with an axe by that guy with the frog mask. But that wasn't in really to the end, really, because when he's walking around the house, you see the guy in the frog mask in behind, and then the film from there jumps into a flashback. And then we see, this is when we're introduced to Mindy and Alec. And, they're filming each other. You see them, they're filming the house, the Harper house. And then they leave. The cars kind of pull out the driveway. And then you see this girl running across the street and gets into the garage before the door shuts. And then they see them walking around the house. You hear her talking to the cameraman and all that. And then we find out that this is what frogging is. Frogging is what, when you're, it says here, hiding in a house unbeknownst to the owners. But their house was so big, they had rooms like guest rooms, because they were saying, well, you find a house that has a guest room and that's never really used. Because when she jumped in the bed, she hit it, and there was all kinds of dust on the top comforter. So she was like, well, we can just crash here and try not to move things or break anything and just live here without them knowing. They found I assume that was a secret room or an attic or something.
It was like a little crawl space.
Yeah, so that they found that. So they figured that they would stay in there. So they were just showing them in the house, and let me see. I'm trying to read this as well. Time reveals and mysterious happenings in the house and are being caused by the two homeless people, Mindy and Alec, who have been frogging, hiding in the house in the Harper home. Mindy is experienced and tries to keep a low profile so that she never gets caught, while noticing while no voice Frogger Alec decides he wants to make the family believe like they're going insane. Yeah, so Alec was the one that took all the silverware, taking the pictures out of the frames and things like that. And then she just wanted to so we have somewhere to stay and eat their food and all that. And they don't know we're here. So basically, they were home, just stay where in that little crawl space and keep quiet until they leave the next day to go to school and work. So they were kind of just talking to each other about that. But Alex seemed weird. I don't like that kid only because he was the asshole in It. So, and he looks like somebody I hate. So I was like, shout out to this kid, man. He's a good actor. He was doing what he was supposed to do. So, I mean, there was a lot of that, and they were filming each other and just kind of getting through the house. So at this point is when we realized that, yeah, it was Alec and Mindy were the ones, or mainly Alec, doing all the stuff. Because earlier in the film, when all this stuff was happening, I was thinking it was some kind of supernatural ghosts or something in the house that were causing everything.
Yeah, because when you go back to the beginning, that 10-year-old kid that got taken, when he's riding his bike through the woods, he just flies off the bike, and it almost looks like he like flies up in the air.
Yeah. So those are the two that are causing mischief in the house. And then it says every mysterious occurrence was caused by Alec. This is all during the flashback. So they were kind of getting like, well, look, man, we better get out of here because it's we've been here long enough. I assume they were there just for maybe a couple of days, and they're like, all right, well, let's go. And Alec didn't want to go. But so she was like, she had took her backpack down into the basement, and she was saying that keep it there in case they have to get out of there quick. They can leave through the basement and the garage and all that. So when she goes down there, she hears something, and then this is when she notices that Todd was down. Again, this is a flashback. Todd, the guy being that the ex-boyfriend that Jackie had an affair with. So she's hiding behind, I think it was like the boiler or something, or the water heater. She was hiding behind that, and she saw the person that came up and boom, hit Todd in the back of the head with a bat. And this is where I went when they show who the killer was, and it turned out it was Jackie's husband Greg.
Yeah, because I thought it was Alec that came.
So did I.
Whacked him. I was like, whoa, you're doing a little bit more than just like messing with people.
I thought because the way he was acting and all just weird and crazy, I thought it was him who killed Todd. So she was like, oh, fuck. And then she ran upstairs to tell Alec, like, we got to get the fuck out of here. And that's when she had noticed. Let me go back. Because it says, all right, Alec, Mindy witnesses Greg killing Todd and goes to alert Alec, only to see him putting Connor in the bathtub. That's right, because that's when she went. After Greg killed Todd with the bat. Please know this guy.
Yeah, because he had went to the basement because he had some old files in a bag, and that's when he seen the one guy and killed him. And they just went back outside and got in the car like nothing had happened.
Yeah, because then they drove off. And then, but what's the Todd? Connor had went to school, so I assume later on is when they were realized. Look, no, we got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. Because when Mindy ran upstairs to tell Alec, that's when she found him tying up Connor and putting him in the bathtub.
She stayed hidden until they took the body to go bury it, and that's when she ran upstairs.
Oh, okay. So when she went up there and told him and saw him, like, what the fuck you doing? And he was like, what? And then she was like, we got to get out of here. We can't do this no more. We got to go. And they start arguing. And then Alec, he says accidentally, but nah, he pushed her.
Yeah.
And she flew. She cleared that first set of stairs and bam, slammed her head hella hard on the wall. And he was, props to whoever that stunt woman was, because she sold it hella good. He ran down there and was like, "Y'all, what's up? You all right? You all right?" And then he was like, "Oh shit!" So he didn't know what to do. So he picks her up, he takes her downstairs into the garage, and hides her in the back of Greg's car, the detective guy. And then it says, after Jackie leaves Connor to take him to the hospital, Greg leaves in his car. Okay. All right. That's when everybody's still home. So he put her in there and then he went and hid. And then that's when Jackie took Connor to the hospital after they got him out of the tub. Mm-hmm. And then Greg was like, well, all right, I'll come meet you guys at the hospital. And then that's when Alec got into it with I'm sorry, not yet. Alec was hiding in the garage. Greg came down, jumped in the car, and then took off.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was in the back of the car, and then she woke up and while they were driving, and then when she kind of snapped to it, there was a bag that Greg put in the car. And it had that bat that he killed Todd with. But then when she kind of opened it up earlier, when they were talking about that kid that was abducted on the bike, he had like a green jersey on. And I think it had his last name on the back. So when she opened the bag, she saw that jersey. And then she saw like a Ziploc bag full of those little green pocket knives. So she was like, at this point, she didn't know what that was, but the audience, I was like, "Whoa, what the fuck? He kidnapped that kid too?" And
yeah, this was like twist number three.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh my god!" So, I mean, that's why I'm glad I didn't hear anything about this movie, because I was like on the edge of my seat, like, "What the fuck?" And I mean, like, why is he the one killing everybody and abducting the kids? So she's like, "Oh fuck." So she kind of, when he stops, they're out in the woods, and then she kind of gets up and gets out of the car, and like starts to run in the woods, and she's calling 911, but the reception was no good. I mean, she got through and she was trying to tell him where she was, but then her cell service went out. So she was like, fuck. So she started looking around, and then she found a old trailer. So she saw some lights on in it. So she walked over to, I don't know why she went in. I mean, I would have just kept on running.
I think she heard the boys in there kind of crying.
Oh, okay. Cause my grandson was making noise. So I was watching it, but he was right there. So yeah, she goes into that trailer and she's looking around like, well, what the fuck? And then this little door, this like closet opens, and it's like zip tied or something. And there's two little boys in there, and they're like, well, she goes, well, you're okay. It's all right. I'll do something to get you guys out of there. So she's trying to figure out what to do. And then this is when you see Greg come up behind her. And then did he like hit her in the head? Again?
No, he put a bag over her head.
Oh, that's right.
A plastic bag, which this is the second time I thought she died.
Yeah, she just passed out. And then he bagged her, or picked her up and threw him in his car, and then went back to the house.
Yeah,
took her back to the house.
He found her bag in the back, and he found a camcorder, and he saw that they were the ones doing all the stuff around the house.
Yeah, so Jackie and Connor were still gone. They were at the hospital. So Greg takes her back to the house. He carries her in the house, and he's got his gun, his police gun, and then he's got one of the throwaways. So she kind of comes to and wakes up, and then she's like, "Well, fuck!" And then I can't remember what he said to her.
He keeps telling her to stand up.
Yeah, and he shoots her, and then she's done. He blasts her, and she goes. I think he like shot her in the chest or the stomach or something like that, and then she goes falling down.
Yeah, so she's officially dead now.
Yeah, you thought she was dead two other times. So yeah, she's dead. She goes down, and then, he was hiding. But then when he, it looked like he didn't. When he was hiding in the garage, it looked like he never left his hiding spot, because that's when Greg came back. So Alec gets up and he goes and grabs an axe. And that's is when he's fighting around with Greg. And I think Alec would have got Greg and killed him, but he went, "Ah!" And then that's when Greg turned around. I was like, "You idiot, why'd you scream? You should have just swung the axe and hit him." But then Greg kind of gets out of the way, and then they kind of get into a fight. And then Greg just starts whooping his ass and then just knocks him out. And while Alex is out, Greg gets a knife and stabs himself. So it appears that he was attacked by Alec. But then while he's doing all that, Alec kind of, I assume he was in the other room, and he kind of wakes up. But before all that, Greg, the detective, the officer, he went and put the throwaway gun in Mindy's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then wiped all his bullet, his fingerprints off it. He like fired that gun a few times in the house, so it'll make it look like that she shot at him and he shot her. And then that's when Alec and all that got into it. So after they get into the fight, Alec comes to. While Greg is in there he stabbed himself in the leg, but then Alec comes up behind him and has a gun. He had the gun that Mindy had in her hand. And did they say anything?
I know Greg was telling him that, you know, you're not going to get away with it.
Yeah. And Greg shot Alec. He hit him in the shoulder, and then he flipped around and fell to the ground. And when I think the detective went up to him, and Alec says, "Detective Spitsky."
Yeah, that's after he had killed Greg. And
yeah,
he had shot Alec, and then when he looked up, he was like, yeah, he said to Detective Spitsky, and then you get the flashback. He was one of the two boys. I think the boy with the burns on him, I think he was the other boy.
Did they get burned? Yeah, they said he did something to one of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it turns out that Alec was one of the two boys that they showed earlier. No, they had a flashback of these two boys walking along a train track, and somebody comes up to him and starts talking to him, and then the camera spins around and it's Greg. So they were like, "Oh man." So yeah, Alec was one of the boys that was abducted. So he knew that whose house that was, and he just kind of assumed that was his girlfriend and just got her to go along with it. Because it says Spitsky finds out the bag of evidence in Greg's trunk, and the trapped boys are rescued in the trailer. Yeah, because then that's when they go, when the police come and show them, they find out all that bag of evidence that's in the car. That's when they go back and they find the boys in the trailer, and they're getting released. And then While they're doing that, here comes Jackie and Connor. They're pulling up to their house, and just cops everywhere, neighbors all piled outside watching, and they're like, what the hell's going on? They don't know. And this is when they see the EMTs bringing out Alec, and Greg's dead. He got blasted. And then it says, flashbacks show a younger Alec and his friend encountering Greg, who hands Alec a green pocket knife as a present day. Alec is revealed as a previous victim of Greg's who escaped, is carried into the ambulance. Yeah, so once that we see that flashback, and we find out who Alec was, he was abducted by Greg, and then he's kind of, they put him into the ambulance, and then that's your movie. But yeah, this had a lot of twists in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for something that I never even heard of, really. And yeah, I haven't heard anyone talk about this film. Have you?
No, I mean, like I said, other than Phil was talking about it, I've heard nobody say nothing. I think this movie just flew completely under the radar.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was in the theater, because I'm sure I would have remembered seeing a trailer for it, but I assume this just went straight to video or VOD.
Said it was released in theaters by Saban Films December 6, 2018, and VOD December 3rd. So I think because it got, I'm assuming because it was on VOD before the theater release, that people just didn't go see it.
Yeah, because it says the budget was $5 million, and it only boxed office $1.1 million.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Why don't they show how much it made with the rentals and everything? I don't know. But it says the film premiered in 2019 at South by Southwest Film Festival, and then was released December 6th. Yeah.
And it says it has a 79% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, they were saying it was had positive reviews, but this went way under the radar. I never even heard of this film. But that was ICU, and I mean, yeah, we spoiled the whole thing for the I'm sure those of you that have seen it know, but I did give you that warning way back. If you listen this far, cool, and didn't watch the movie yet, awesome. But this movie was hella good. I mean, I want to rewatch this. I was telling my wife about it. I didn't tell her how it ended, but then I don't think she listens to the show anyway. So, but
yeah, I told my wife about it. She was like, "What's it about?" And I was like, "I can't tell you." She was like, "What kind of movie it is?" And I was like, "I can't tell you that either." It's just one of those movies where you think this is happening, and then something else happens, and then something else happens, but it's all in a good way.
Yeah, I mean, whoever wrote this story, I mean, the screenplay was by Devon Gray, and man, I thought it was awesome. I mean, I loved what was going on. Saban Films, is that the more Power Rangers Saban?
Yeah. Think so. I know he sold off Power Rangers, so I'm gonna say yes though.
But yeah, this movie was awesome. I loved it. I don't know if you can buy it, because if you can, I might, because I thought it was hella good.
Yeah, this might have to go in the collection.
Yeah, let me see if it is. I don't know. It's probably not even on Blu-ray, but like DVD. Nope. Oh, it's Arrow put one out. Bastards. Well, that's not bad. It's 1863.
That ain't bad.
No. All right. Yeah, this one's good. Shit, this is an import. This ain't. I need to get a multiplayer or a multi-region, so I don't have to ever worry. I can just buy whatever and not worry about it. I don't know. I'll have to do some more research. Maybe there is an American version. But ICU 2019. This film was awesome. But anything else before we get out of here?
No, everybody should treat yourself if you like a good suspense thriller And I do still think the horror just kind of adds to the, I guess, the makes you think it's something else when it's just completely a different movie. So I think labeling it horror just kind of fits.
Yeah, the situations that was going on was horrific.
Yeah.
So, but this movie's hella good. I mean, I was just shocked and like, why didn't anyone tell me about this film? So, but again, shout out to James from the Ripe Potatoes for hipping me to this film. So, but all right, everyone, that's gonna be it for tonight. Come back tomorrow for more. We still got plenty more days in the month, so yeah, come back tomorrow. So until then, everyone, just be safe out there, check your candy, and party on.